Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Coming up this Saturday, February 12th at the Rio Theater, we have Angie Petty. She is a local artist. She's out of Salt Lake. She's all over Apple, Spotify, any kind of music service that you can find. You'll hear her. She's on there. Check her out. She's really, really good. And here to talk and tell us all about it is Kenny Driggs with West Coast Show Support. Kenny, thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks again for having me, man.
Anytime. This is fun stuff. I love when we can talk, you know, real live music, because that's really what it's about. You know what? Let's get out and get back into theaters and back into concert halls and get some live music back, right?
Yeah, well, Utah has some of the best of music around, and I think it's awesome that Carbon County Helper has such an exceptional venue, and we can be a platform, we can be a place to showcase live music, and we're trying to get it coming more frequently.
And of course, like I said, get out of the house.
Yeah.
Really. Don't sit at home and wait for entertainment to come to you. Get out and let's have some fun. So let's talk about Angie Petty. As I said, she is from Salt Lake City. Yep. So let's talk a little bit about her. Tell us what you know.
Angie's been a part of the Utah music scene for a while. She does production. She does songwriting. She's an amazing musician, and her brothers as well. They play in a few different bands, but the big excitement right now is her album came out last year and has been really well received. The album's called Timing, and it's on Spotify, it's on Apple Music, you can hear it on SoundCloud. Great album, real thick soul and R&B sound with some amazing vocal work. Like, she's got such huge voice, it's awesome. And it's a unique sound to have coming out of, you know, the Salt Lake Valley. Is exciting to hear that, and to have her here and help her. We're prepping something really nice. We're going to have a great show.
Well, and, you know, we were talking before we came on the air about her. And, you know, the thing about it is it's hard to kind of, I was listening to it, and it's hard to kind of define her music. And you kind of said, you know, we've got a fusion of like R&B and soul and pop music in there. And it's really unique, but it's a great sound.
Well, you know what it is there's a lot of players in that studio putting work together. And Angie Petty, as a singer-songwriter, she's fantastic. She's working with some exceptional musicians that she's bringing to help her, too. And so these guys are creating sounds that are, you know, team effort, hybrid kind of sounds. So you're getting unique musical contributions from more than one artist. The product is what you're going to see at the Rio, man. It's awesome.
And that's what I was just going to, we were just going to head into with that was, you know, and it sounds like there's not really a better place to showcase her music and her sound than the Rio Theater. And if you haven't been to the Rio Theater lately, Kenny, just kind of let people know some of the things you've done up there at the Rio Theater.
Well, we started about a year ago now, and we started with the full acoustic treatment to prepare the room to kill all that echo and extra sound. We put a new sound system in, a new lighting system, and we've been working out really nice set designs and production designs for each show to try and present something really new and unique here in Helper. The kind of entertainment you'd expect to see in Vegas or out on Broadway, that's what we're presenting in the Rio Theater now. And it's small, it's intimate, and you can really watch these musicians perform. And with the upgrades, you hear it and you see it and you experience it very cleanly and in a way like never before.
And it is a great venue. A great sound comes out of there. So once again, it's this Saturday, February 12th. Doors open at
7
o'clock for the show. And tickets are available at the door. Tickets available on Eventbrite also.
Yep. You can go to helpersriotheater.eventbrite.com. They pre-sale is $12 or $15 at the door.
Okay.
Yep.
And that, once again, is coming up this Saturday. I will list off some dates for you. You can tell me who's coming and give me kind of a quick review of those. How's that sound? March 5th.
That is Caleb Chapman's Crescent Super Band. This is 25 amazing jazz musicians on a stage ready to blow your faces off. And that show is free if you RSVP through Facebook at the Driggs Mortgage Team. They're presenting that show for the community at no cost.
Okay, so you'll have to look for that one. The 17th?
March 11th.
March 11th,
yeah,
sorry.
The 11th, we have Jacob Westfall coming to town. Jacob Westfall is an amazing alternative rock guy, pushing somewhat of a John Mayer vibe, but Definitely not one to miss.
And you were saying that, you know, that's one for, he even kind of reminds you of John Mayer a little bit.
I think he's a little more attractive, man.
Is that possible?
It is.
Okay.
Come to the show.
So we've got Jacob Westfall on March 11th. How about April 2nd? This one you've been very excited for, and this is a reschedule.
Yeah, The Medicine Company. The Medicine Company is a prime example of jam band rock has not gone away. It's only gotten better. And these guys, right out of Salt Lake as well, it's another showcase of exceptional Utah talent. We had to cancel the last show because, you know, health stuff, everybody getting COVID and whatnot. But April 2nd, we're bringing them back, and it's going to be a great show.
And you were saying that they're really hard to book because there's six guys in that group.
It's a big group. It's a big group. These are serious musicians, man. What I love about Utah is there's so many formerly trained guys who are doing studio work all over, and they have multiple acts and multiple music projects. Everything you find is like, these guys, you know, you're always surprised at the caliber of talent.
Very, very good. And then finally, the last one you've got on the books for right now, April 22nd.
Yeah, April 22nd, Mountain Tribe Music. If you like folk with some serious energy behind it, these guys have an amazing act, big upright bass and strings and real interesting folk rock presentation. I love these guys.
Great music going to be going on up there at the Rio. And then, you know, Kenny, before you know it, we're going to be talking about great stuff that's happening during the Arts Festival, all kinds of stuff up in Helper.
Oh, man, it's coming quick. It's right around the corner.
It really is, and thank goodness, right? We've been speaking with Kenny Driggs of West Coast Show Support this Saturday night, February 12th. Doors will open at 7 o'clock, and get ready for Angie Petty to take the stage at the Rio. It's going to be a great evening. Tickets are still available. They're available at the door, or you can get them at Helpers Rio Theater at Eventbrite.com.
HelpersRioTheater.Eventbrite.com.
There you go. So go on there and get them. And plus, get ready for a great lineup of music coming the next 3 months. Once again, get out of the house, take the family, and go to these shows. And get out, get some fresh air, and get out and enjoy live music. That's what it's all about. Kenny, thank you so much for coming in today and sharing with us. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.